When an organization has a job opening, managers tend to look first to promote temporary employees. They figure that'll save time and money. But that's not the case at the Defense Department. Temp employees face many hurdles when they try to move to full-time. One congressman wants to change that. Oklahoma Republican Mark Wayne Mullen tells Federal News Radio's Eric White about his proposal to encourage DOD managers to move temporary employees when full-time positions do open up.
This is a bill that we introduced with Steve Russell, who is a retired Army officer. And it basically is talking about different ways that we can make sure the DOT facilitates positions and hiring. And that's a short answer to it, for versus temporary to full-time employees.
And so what are some of the holdups that temp employees have when trying to become a full-time employee at a DOD facility?
Well, short-term employees are often referred to for are often not referred to for permanent positions due to the category rating system, which is a very bureaucratic system that requires DOT to rank applicants based on predefined set of categories. Temporary employees are treated like external hires, even though they have already been set for their performing job that they're at hand. So it creates a system that never ends, and it forces the DOD to look outside when they already have temp services that are there and trained, and we've spent time getting them cleared for backgrounds and training them on the job. However, because of category ratings, it keeps them in this never-ending cycle.
And so what would this legislation do to help speed up that process or eliminate it completely?
Well, the bill allows temporary employees to apply for vacant or permanent positions under the same procedure that permanent employees use for internal, meaning based on merit-based promotions. Internal hiring takes less time, obviously, because existing agency employees have already passed the security checks. It makes sense. And for us that are out there going, well, yeah, of course. But because of the bureaucracy that's inside the system, this doesn't take place. In the private industry, when you're talking about temporary employees, the purpose for the temporary employees is for you to be able to look for permanent employees, right? But in the DOD, that isn't the way that it happens.
Specifically speaking to the facilities in Oklahoma, what are some specific positions that would be able to help find better candidates for these openings?
Well, let's talk about the McAllister Ammunition Depot. They are roughly 200 people shy from being able to fulfill their full-time needs and what they call their mission. And in the military world, temporary employees are vitally important because you got to build a staff up to meet certain missions that are called upon, because you'll get an order from whatever area of our military, and you got to meet that mission. But you also got to scale back down when that mission is complete. So the temporary employees, I'm not saying they're not important, they're vitally important. But the process of hiring someone can take up to 6 months, whereas they already have individuals that are in the temporary pool that they can't go and get. And so in McAllister, they have all positions basically open. They have 200 positions, the last time I talked to them, that are needing to be filled. But 6 months. Now, who could look for a job for 6 months? And how do you apply for a job during their waiting period of waiting to get on to another job for 6 months? And during that process, no one's communicating with you. You may not hear back from someone for 90 days. Well, anybody that's out there looking for a job isn't going to sit around and only fill out one application. So by the time we get around to hiring that position, a lot of times they already have a job, and they're not wanting to quit that job to come work for us. And I say us, meaning the McAllister or any really military facility that handles these kind of missions.
Was the system that's in place now set up earlier with good intentions? I mean, what was some of the basis for having this sort of hiring process?
The original purpose is to be able to do just what I stated, to be able to draw up in time of needs to meet certain missions and be able to draw down through the temporary process. That's why we originally allowed temporary employees to be able to fill those positions. But the intent was, we can take those individuals as we lose full-time employees to retirement. We can take those individuals that are in temporary service that have been performing exceptionally. We can take them and apply them to full-time positions. I've met individuals that's come into my office that's literally been in temporary positions for over 5 years. At the same time, they're constantly filling full-time positions, but they have to step out of their temporary job and reapply for a full-time position. And so essentially they got to quit a job to fill out for a position that they're already doing anyways to be able to go full-time, and it can be a six-month waiting period. They can't afford to do that.
About other workforce flexibility acts like with land management agencies, are you in favor of speeding up hiring for all those agencies as well?
As long as we can also at the same time facilitate being able to fire individuals too. You know, the idea of speeding up the hiring process should be connected to the idea on these other areas and throughout the federal government as a whole. We need to be looking at the opportunity to be able to get rid of your bad performers too, because it's a more complicated process to fire someone than it is to hire someone.
An OPM issued guidance on the Land Management Workforce Flexibility Act saying, you know, that agencies can only hire temps when they're not accepting internal
right.
applications. Are you afraid of OPM issuing similar guidance if your bill goes through and becomes law?
Possibly, but at that time we'll be ready to we'll be ready with different legislation to make sure that the intent stays in place. Look, the VA is also having the same issue. I had an opportunity to have a conversation with DepSec Gibson, and during that conversation, he was in favor of being able to do this, but he also said I need more flexibility to also hire and fire individuals when needed. And so I don't think it's just in the DOD or just in the VA. I think this can ring true throughout the entire federal government, the bureaucracy that takes place through it. Right now, though, however, we're focusing right now with the DOD.
So in a perfect world, you know, let's say you ran everything, what would the ideal DOD or government workforce look like to you?
Let's treat it like a private industry. Allow the employee that works there to almost be an at-will employee that is working for any corporation that's out there. And if you perform well, you're going to have a job. If you perform bad, you're going to lose your job. At the same way, when we're trying to hire somebody, I understand the security checks that need to be taking place. But should it take 6 months to go through that? There's a lot of training that can take place. You can do a quick look at a background check, make sure there's nothing critical, and then you can do a deep dive into the background checks, but still yet to say 6 months. It should take 6 months to hire somebody. It does not take 6 months to do a background check. I know that for a fact. You can get that done pretty quick if you choose to. So we got to allow the agencies to have more flexibility. If we want them to be efficient and we're going to give someone the responsibility to be over whatever agency it is, then we also got to have to give them the flexibility to hire as they need and also fire as they need.
Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.